Chapter 16. The wicked reign of Ahaz. The kings of Syria and Israel war against him. He hireth the king of the Assyrians to assist him. He causeth an altar to be made after the pattern of that of Damascus. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, reigned Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not that which was pleasing in the sight of the Lord his God, as David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Moreover, he consecrated also his son, making him pass through the fire according to the idols of the nations, which the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. He sacrificed also and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to fight. And they besieged Ahaz, but were not able to overcome him. At that time Rezin, king of Syria, restored Elah to Syria, and drove the men of Judah out of Elah. And the Edomites came into Elah, and dwelt there unto this day. And Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of the Assyrians, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, who are risen up together against me. And when he had gathered together the silver and gold that could be found in the house of the Lord, and in the king's treasures, he sent it for a present to the king of the Assyrians. And he agreed to his desire, for the king of the Assyrians went up against Damascus and laid it waste. And he carried away the inhabitants thereof to Cyrene, but Rezin he slew. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of the Assyrians. And when he had seen the altar of Damascus, King Ahaz sent to Urias the priest a pattern of it, and its likeness according to all the work thereof. And Urias the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had commanded from Damascus. So did Urias the priest until King Ahaz came from Damascus. And when the king was come from Damascus, he saw the altar and worshipped it, and went up and offered holocausts and his own sacrifice, and offered libations, and poured the blood of the peace offerings which he had offered upon the altar. But the altar of brass that was before the Lord he removed from the face of the temple, and from the place of the altar, and from the place of the temple of the Lord, and he set it at the side of the altar toward the north. And King Ahaz commanded Urias the priest, saying, Upon the great altar offer the morning holocaust, and the evening sacrifice, and the king's holocaust, and his sacrifice, and the holocaust of the whole people of the land, and their sacrifices, and their libations. And all the blood of the holocaust, and all the blood of the victim, thou shalt pour out upon it, but the altar of brass shall be ready at my pleasure. So Urias the priest did according to all that King Ahaz had commanded him. And King Ahaz took away the graven bases, and the laver that was upon them, and he took down the sea from the brazen oxen that held it up, and put it upon a pavement of stone. The musach also for the Sabbath, which he had built in the temple. And the king's entry from without he turned into the temple of the Lord, because of the king of the Assyrians. Now did the rest of the acts of Ahaz, which he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David, and Ezekias his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 17. The reign of Osi. The Israelites, for their sins, are carried into captivity. Other inhabitants are sent to Samaria, who make a mixture of religion. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Osi, the son of Elah, reigned in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did evil before the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that had been before him. Against him came up Salmanasar, king of the Assyrians, and Osi became his servant, and paid him tribute. And when the king of the Assyrians found that Osi, endeavoring to rebel, had sent messengers to Sua, the king of Egypt, that he might not pay tribute to the king of the Assyrians, as he had done every year, he besieged him, bound him, and cast him into prison. And he went through all the land, and going up to Samaria, he besieged it 3 years. And in the 9th year of Osi, the king of the Assyrians took Samaria, carried Israel away to Assyria, and he placed them in Halah and Habor by the river of Gozan in the cities of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they worshipped strange gods. And they walked according to the way of the nations which the Lord had destroyed in the sight of the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, because they had done in like manner. And the children of Israel offended the Lord their God with things that were not right, and built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they made them statues and groves on every high hill, and under every shady tree. And they burnt incense there upon altars, after the manner of the nations which the Lord had removed from their face. And they did wicked things, provoking the Lord. And they worshipped abominations, concerning which the Lord had commanded them that they should not do this thing. And the Lord testified to them in Israel and in Judah by the hand of all the prophets and seers, saying, Return from your wicked ways, and keep my precepts and ceremonies according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and as I have sent to you in the hand of my servants the prophets. And they hearkened not, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers, who would not obey the Lord their God. And they rejected his ordinances and the covenant that he made with their fathers, and the testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanities and acted vainly. And they followed the nations that were round about them, concerning which the Lord had commanded them that they should not do as they did. And they forsook all the precepts of the Lord their God, and made to themselves two molten calves and groves, and adored all the host of heaven. And they served Baal, and consecrated their sons and their daughters through fire. And they gave themselves to divinations and soothsayings, and they delivered themselves up to do evil before the Lord, to provoke him. And the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them from his sight, and there remained only the tribe of Judah. But neither did Judah itself keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but they walked in the errors of Israel, which they had wrought. And the Lord cast off all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, till he cast them away from his face. Even from that time when Israel was rent from the house of David, and made Jeroboam, son of Nebat, their king, for Jeroboam separated Israel from the Lord, and made them commit a great sin. And the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he had done, and they departed not from them, till the Lord removed Israel from his face, as he had spoken in the hand of all his servants and prophets. And Israel was carried away out of their land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of the Assyrians brought people from Babylon, and from Cuthah, and from Ava, and from Amoth, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in the cities thereof. And when they began to dwell there, they feared not the Lord. And the Lord sent lions among them, which killed them. And it was told the king of the Assyrians, and it was said, The nations which thou hast removed, and made to dwell in the cities of Samaria, know not the ordinances of the God of the land. And the Lord hath sent lions among them, and behold, they kill them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. And the king of the Assyrians commanded, saying, Carry thither one of the priests whom you brought from thence captive, and let him go and dwell with them, and let him teach them the ordinances of the God of the land. So one of the priests who had been carried away captive from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should worship the Lord. And every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the temples of the high places, which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities where they dwelt. For the men of Babylon made Sorkoth-Benoth, and the Cuthites made Nergal, and the men of Amoth made Asima, and the Hivites made Nibahaz and Tharthak, and they that were of Sepharvaim burnt their children in fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. And nevertheless they worshipped the Lord, and they made to themselves of the lowest of the people priests of the high places, and they placed them in the temples of the high places. And when they worshipped the Lord, they served also their own gods according to the custom of the nations out of which they were brought to Samaria. and to this day they follow the old manner. They fear not the Lord, neither do they keep his ceremonies, and judgments, and law, and the commandment, which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he surnamed Israel, with whom he made a covenant, and charged them, saying, You shall not fear strange gods, nor shall you adore them, nor worship them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt with a great power, and a stretched out arm, him shall you fear, and him shall you adore, and to him shall you sacrifice. And the ceremonies and judgments and law, and the commandment, which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do them always, and you shall not fear strange gods. And the covenant that he made with you you shall not forget, neither shall ye worship strange gods. But fear the Lord your God, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. But they did not hearken, but did according to their old custom. So these nations feared the Lord, but nevertheless served also their idols, their children also, and grandchildren, as their fathers did, so do they unto this day. Chapter 18. The reign of Ezekias. He abolisheth idolatry and prospereth. Sennacherib cometh up against him. Rabsaces soliciteth the people to revolt, and blasphemeth the Lord. In the third year of Osei, the son of Elah, king of Israel, reigned Ezekias, the son of Achaz, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Abi, the daughter of Zacharias. And he did that which was good before the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He destroyed the high places, and broke the statues in pieces, and cut down the groves, and broke the brazen serpent which Moses had made. For till that time the children of Israel burnt incense to it. And he called its name Nohistan. He trusted in the Lord the God of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any of them that were before him. And he stuck to the Lord, and he departed not from his steps, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. Wherefore the Lord also was with him, and in all things to which he went forth he behaved himself wisely. And he rebelled against the king of the Assyrians, and served him not. He smote the Philistines as far as Gaza, and all their borders, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced city. In the fourth year of King Ezekias, which was the seventh year of Osei, the son of Elah, king of Israel, Salmanasar, king of the Assyrians, came up to Samaria and besieged it, and took it. For after 3 years, in the sixth year of Ezekias, that is, in the ninth year of Osei, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of the Assyrians carried away Israel into Assyria, and placed them in Halah and in Habor, by the rivers of Gozan, in the cities of the Medes, because they hearkened not to the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant. All that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded, they would not hear nor do. In the 14th year of King Ezekias, Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, came up against the fenced cities of Judah, and took them. Then Ezekias, king of Judah, sent messengers to the king of the Assyrians, to Lachish, saying, I have offended, depart from me, and all that thou shalt put upon me I will bear. And the king of the Assyrians put a tax upon Ezekias, king of Judah, of 300 talents of silver, and 30 talents of gold. And Ezekias gave all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the king's treasures. At that time Ezekias broke the doors of the temple of the Lord, and the plates of gold which he had fastened on them, and gave them to the king of the Assyrians. And the king of the Assyrians sent Tharthan, and Rabsaris, and Rabsaces from Lachish, to King Ezekias with a strong army to Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem, and they stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the way of the fuller's field. And they called for the king, and there went out to them Eliakim, the son of Helkias, who was over the house, and Sobna the scribe, and Joahi, the son of Asaph, the recorder. And Rabsaces said to them, Speak to Ezekias. Thus saith the great king, the king of the Assyrians, What is this confidence wherein thou trustest? Perhaps thou hast taken counsel to prepare thyself for battle. On whom dost thou trust, that thou darest to rebel? Dost thou trust in Egypt a staff of a broken reed, upon which if a man lean it will break and go into his hand and pierce it? So is Pharaoh king of Egypt, to all that trust in him. But if you say to me, We trust in the Lord our God, Is it not he whose high places and honors Hezekiah hath taken away, and hath commanded Judah and Jerusalem, You shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem? Now therefore come over to my master, the king of the Assyrians, and I will give you 2,000 horses, and see whether you be able to have riders for them. And how can you stand against one lord of the least of my master's servants? Dost thou trust in Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Is it without the will of the Lord that I am come up to this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, Go up to this land and destroy it. Then Eliakim, the son of Helkias, and Sobna, and Joahi, said to Rabsaces, We pray thee, speak to us thy servants in Syriac, for we understand that tongue, and speak not to us in the Jews' language, in the hearing of the people that are upon the wall. And Rabsaces answered them, saying, Hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words, and not rather to the men that sit upon the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their urine with you? Then Rabsaces stood and cried out with a loud voice in the Jews' language and said, Hear the words of the great king, the king of the Assyrians. Thus saith the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of my hand. Neither let him make you trust in the Lord, saying, The Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be given into the hand of the king of the Assyrians. Do not hearken to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of the Assyrians, Do with me that which is for your advantage, and come out to me, and every man of you shall eat of his own vineyard, and of his own fig tree, and you shall drink water of your own cisterns, till I come, and take you away to a land like to your own land, a fruitful land, and plentiful in wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olives and oil and honey, and you shall live and not die. Hearken not to Hezekiah, who deceiveth you, saying, The Lord will deliver us. Have any of the gods of the nations delivered their land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where is the god of Emath and of Arphad? And where is the god of Sepharvaim, of Ena, and of Ava? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of the nations that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord may deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But the people held their peace, and answered him not a word, for they had received commandment from the king that they should not answer him. And Eliakim, the son of Helkias, who was over the house, and Sobna the scribe, and Joahi, the son of Asaph the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their garments rent, and told him the words of Rabsaces. Chapter 19. Hezekiah is assured of God's help by Isaiah the prophet. The king of the Assyrians still threateneth and blasphemeth. Hezekiah prayeth, and God promiseth to protect Jerusalem. An angel destroyeth the army of the Assyrians, their king returneth to Nineveh, and is slain by his two sons. And when King Hezekiah heard these words, he rent his garments, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the house, and Sobna the scribe, and the ancients of the priests, covered with sackcloths, to Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said to him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of tribulation, and of rebuke, and of blasphemy. The children are come to the birth, and the woman in travail hath not strength. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabsaces, whom the king of the Assyrians his master hath sent to reproach the living God, and to reprove with words which the Lord thy God hath heard. And do thou offer prayer for the remnants that are found. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, Thus shall you say to your master, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid for the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of the Assyrians have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a spirit upon you, and he shall hear a message, and shall return into his own country, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own country. And Rabsaces returned and found the king of the Assyrians besieging Lobna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard of Theraka, king of Ethiopia, behold, he is come out to fight with thee, and was going against him, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall you say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, Let not thy God deceive thee, in whom thou trustest. And do not say, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hands of the king of the Assyrians. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of the Assyrians have done to all countries, how they have laid them waste. And canst thou alone be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered any of them whom my fathers have destroyed, to wit, Gozan, and Haran, and Reseph, and the children of Eden that were in Thelasar? Where is the king of Amoth, and the king of Arphad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Anah, and of Ava? And when Ezekias had received the letter of the hand of the messengers, and had read it, he went up to the house of the Lord, and spread it before the Lord. And he prayed in his sight, saying, O Lord God of Israel, who sitteth upon the cherubims, thou alone art the God of all the kings of the earth. Thou madest heaven and earth. Incline thy ear and hear. Open, O Lord, thy eyes and see, and hear all the words Sennacherib, who hath sent to upbraid unto us the living God. Of a truth, O Lord, the kings of the Assyrians have destroyed nations and the lands of them all, and they have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the works of men's hands of wood and stone, and they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, the only God. And Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Ezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, I have heard the prayer thou hast made to me concerning Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken of him. The virgin, the daughter of Sion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath wagged her head behind thy back. Whom hast thou reproached, and whom hast thou blasphemed? Against whom hast thou exalted thy voice, and lifted up thy eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. By the hand of thy servants thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, With the multitude of my chariots I have gone up to the height of the mountains, to the top of Libanus, and have cut down its tall cedars, and its choice fir trees. And I have entered into the furthest parts thereof, and the forest of its Carmel. I have cut down, and I have drunk strange waters, and have dried up with the soles of my feet all the shut-up waters. Hast thou not heard what I have done from the beginning? From the days of old I have formed it, and now I have brought it to effect, that fenced cities of fighting men should be turned to heaps of ruin. And the inhabitants of them were weak of hand. They trembled and were confounded. They became like the grass of the field and the green herb on the tops of houses, which withered before it came to maturity. Thy dwelling, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy way I knew before, and thy rage against me. Thou hast been mad against me, and thy pride hath come up to my ears. Therefore I will put a ring in thy nose, and a bit between thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. And to thee, O Ezekias, this shall be a sign. Eat this year what thou shalt find, and in the second year such things as spring of themselves. But in the third year sow and reap, plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. And whatsoever shall be left of the house of Judah shall take root downward, and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and that which shall be saved out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, shall do this. Wherefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of the Assyrians, He shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow into it, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a trench about it. By the way that he came he shall return, and into this city he shall not come, saith the Lord. And I will protect this city, and will save it for my own sake and for David my servant's sake. And it came to pass that night that an angel of the Lord came and slew in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when he arose early in the morning, he saw all the bodies of the dead. And Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, departing, went away, and he returned and abode in Nineveh. And as he was worshipping in the temple of Nisroch, his god, Adrammelech and Sarasar, his sons, slew him with the sword, and they fled into the land of the Armenians. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 20. Ezekias, being sick, is told by Isaiah that he shall die. But praying to God, he obtaineth longer life, and in confirmation thereof receiveth a sign by the sons returning back. He showeth all his treasures to the ambassadors of the king of Babylon, Esaias, reproving him for it, foretelleth the Babylonish captivity. In those days Hezekiah was sick unto death, and Esaias, the son of Amos, the prophet, came and said to him, Thus saith the Lord God, Give charge concerning thy house, for thou shalt die, and not live. And he turned his face to the wall, and prayed to the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is pleasing before thee. And Hezekiah wept with much weeping. And before Esaias was gone out of the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Go back and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears, and behold, I have healed thee. On the third day thou shalt go up to the temple of the Lord. And I will add to thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of the Assyrians, and I will protect this city for my own sake and for David my servant's sake. And Isaiah said, Bring me a lump of figs. And when they had brought it and laid it upon his boil, he was healed. And Hezekiah had said to Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up to the temple of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said to him, This shall be the sign from the Lord, that the Lord will do the word which he hath spoken. Wilt thou that the shadow go forward 10 lines, or that it go back so many degrees? And Hezekiah said, It is an easy matter for the shadow to go forward 10 lines, and I do not desire that this be done, but let it return back 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet called upon the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards by the lines, by which it had already gone down in the dial of Achaz. At that time, Berodach, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of the Babylonians, sent letters and presents to Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah rejoiced at their coming, and he showed them the house of his aromatical spices, and the gold and the silver, the divers precious odors and ointments, and the house of the vessels, and all that he had in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominions, that Hezekiah showed them not. And Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, What said these men, or from whence came they to thee? And Hezekiah said to him, From a far country they came to me out of Babylon. And he said to thee, What did they see in thy house? Hezekiah said, They saw all the things that are in my house. There is nothing among thy treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the day shall come that all that is in thy house, and that thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons also that shall issue from thee, whom thou shalt beget, they shall take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Hezekiah said to Isaiah, The word of the Lord which thou hast spoken is good. Let peace and truth be in my days. And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought waters into the city, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 21. The wickedness of Manasseh, God's threats by his prophets. His wicked son Amon succeedeth him, and is slain by his servants. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Hephzibah, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the idols of the nations which the Lord destroyed from before the face of the children of Israel. And he turned and built up the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he set up altars to Baal, and made groves as Achab the king of Israel had done, and he adored all the host of heaven, and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, In Jerusalem I will put my name. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the temple of the Lord. And he made his son pass through fire, and he used divination, and observed omens, and appointed pythons, and multiplied soothsayers to do evil before the Lord, and to provoke him. He also set an idol of the grove which he had made in the temple of the Lord, concerning which the Lord said to David, and to Solomon his son, in this temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever, and I will no more make the feet of Israel to be moved out of the land, which I gave to their fathers, only if they will observe to do all that I have commanded them according to the law which my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearkened not, but were seduced by Manasseh to do evil more than the nations which the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spoke in the hand of his servants, the prophets, saying, Because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these most wicked abominations, beyond all that the Amorites did before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his filthy doings, therefore thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring on evils upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever shall hear of them, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the weight of the house of Achab. And I will efface Jerusalem as tables are wont to be effaced, and I will erase and turn it, and draw the pencil often over the face thereof. And I will leave the remnants of my inheritance, and will deliver them into the hands of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done evil before me, and have continued to provoke me, from the day that their fathers came out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed also very much innocent blood, till he filled Jerusalem up to the mouth, besides his sins wherewith he made Judah to sin, to do evil before the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin which he sinned, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Ozah, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. 22 years old was Amon when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Mesalameth, the daughter of Haras of Jeteba. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as Manasseh his father had done. And he walked in all the way in which his father had walked, and he served the abominations which his father had served, and he adored them. And he forsook the Lord the God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord. And his servants plotted against him, and slew the king in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amon, and made Josias his son their king in his stead. But the rest of the acts of Amon which he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And they buried him in his sepulchre in the garden of Ozah, and his son Josias reigned in his stead. Chapter 22. Josias repaireth the temple. The book of the law is found, upon which they consult the Lord, and are told that great evils shall fall upon them, but not in the time of Josias. Josias was 8 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Adida, the daughter of Hadiah of Bezekath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the ways of David his father. He turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And in the 18th year of King Josias, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Asaiah, the son of Masulam, the scribe of the temple of the Lord, saying to him, Go to Hilkiah the high priest, that the money may be put together which is brought into the temple of the Lord, which the doorkeepers of the temple have gathered of the people, and let it be given to the workmen by the overseers of the house of the Lord, and let them distribute it to those that work in the temple of the Lord to repair the temple, that is, to carpenters and masons, and to such as mend benches, and that timber may be bought, and stones out of the quarries to repair the temple of the Lord. But let there be no reckoning made with them of the money which they receive, but let them have it in their power and in their trust. And Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought him word again concerning that which he had commanded, and said, Thy servants have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and they have given it to be distributed to the workmen, by the overseers of the works of the temple of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered to me a book. And when Shaphan had read it before the king, and the king had heard the words of the law of the Lord, he rent his garments. And he commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achabor the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the king's servant, saying, Go and consult the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book which is found. For the great wrath of the Lord is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened to the words of this book, to do all that is written for us. So Alcaeus the priest, and Ahikam, and Achabor, and Saphon, and Asaiah went to Hodah, the prophetess, the wife of Salem, the son of Thecua, the son of Eras, keeper of the wardrobe, who dwelt in Jerusalem in the second, and they spoke to her. And she said to them, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, Tell the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evils upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, all the words of the law which the king of Judah hath read, because they have forsaken me, and have sacrificed to strange gods, provoking me by all the works of their hands. Therefore my indignation shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to consult the Lord, thus shall you say, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, Forasmuch as thou hast heard the words of the book, and thy heart hath been moved to fear, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, hearing the words against this place, and the inhabitants thereof, to wit, that they should become a wonder and a curse, and thou hast rent thy garments, and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Therefore I will gather thee to thy fathers, that thou shalt be gathered to thy sepulchre in peace, that thy eyes may not see all the evils which I will bring upon this place. Chapter 23. Josias readeth the law before all the people. They promise to observe it. He abolisheth all idolatry, celebrateth the phase, is slain in battle by the king of Egypt. The short reign of Joachim, in whose place Joachim is made king. And they brought the king word again what she had said. And he sent, and all the ancients of Judah and Jerusalem were assembled to him. And the king went up to the temple of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, the priests and the prophets, and all the people, both little and great. And in the hearing of them all, he read all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood upon the step, and made a covenant with the Lord to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his ceremonies, and with all their heart, and with all their soul, and to perform the words of this covenant, which were written in that book. And the people agreed to the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers, to cast out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that had been made for Baal, and for the grove, and for all the host of heaven. And he burnt them without Jerusalem in the valley of Kidron, and he carried the ashes of them to Bethel. And he destroyed the soothsayers whom the kings of Judah had appointed to sacrifice in the high places in the cities of Judah, and round about Jerusalem, them also that burnt incense to Baal, and to the sun, and to the moon, and to the 12 signs, and to all the host of heaven. And he caused the grove to be carried out from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem to the valley of Kidron, and he burnt it there, and he reduced it to dust, and cast the dust upon the graves of the common people. He destroyed also the pavilions of the effeminate, which were in the house of the Lord, for which the women wove, as it were, little dwellings for the grove. And he gathered together all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and he defiled the high places, where the priests offer sacrifice, from Geba to Bersabi, and he broke down the altars of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Josue, governor of the city, which was on the left hand of the gate of the city. However, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but only ate of the unleavened bread among their brethren. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Enom, that no man should consecrate there his son or his daughter through fire to Moloch. And he took away the horses which the kings of Judah had given to the son, at the entering in of the temple of the Lord, near the chamber of Nathanmelech, the eunuch, who was in Pharuim. And he burnt the chariots of the son with fire, and the altars that were upon the top of the upper chamber of Achaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the temple of the Lord, the king broke down, and he ran from thence and cast the ashes of them into the torrent Kidron. The high places also that were at Jerusalem on the right side of the Mount of Offense, which Solomon king of Israel had built to Ashtaroth, the idol of the Sidonians, and to Chemosh, the scandal of Moab, and to Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, the king defiled. And he broke in pieces the statues, and cut down the groves, and he filled their places with the bones of dead men. moreover the altar also that was at Bethel, and the high place which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made. Both the altar and the high place he broke down and burnt, and reduced to powder, and burnt the grove. And as Josias turned himself, he saw there the sepulchres that were in the mount, and he sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres, and burnt them upon the altar, and defiled it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God spoke, who had foretold these things. And he said, What is that monument which I see? And the men of that city answered, It is the sepulchre of the man of God, who came from Judah, and foretold these things which thou hast done upon the altar of Bethel. And he said, Let him alone, let no man move his bones. So his bones were left untouched with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. Moreover, all the temples of the high places which were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord, Josias took away. And he did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars, and he burnt men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. And he commanded all the people, saying, Keep the phase to the Lord your God, according as it is written in the book of this covenant. Now there was no such a phase kept from the days of the judges, who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, and of the kings of Judah, as was this phase that was kept to the Lord in Jerusalem in the 18th year of King Josias. Moreover, the diviners by spirits, and soothsayers, and the figures of idols, and the uncleannesses, and the abominations that had been in the land of Judah and Jerusalem, Josias took away, that he might perform the words of the law that were written in the book which Hilkiah the priest had found in the temple of the Lord. There was no king before him like unto him, that returned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his strength, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him did there arise any like him. But yet the Lord turned not away from the wrath of his great indignation, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of the provocations wherewith Manasseh had provoked him. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also from before my face, as I have removed Israel, and I will cast off this city Jerusalem which I chose, and the house of which I said, My name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of Josias, and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? In his days Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josias went to meet him, and was slain at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him dead from Megiddo, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own sepulchre. And the people of the land took Joachaz, the son of Josias, and they anointed him, and made him king in his father's stead. Joachaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Amital, the daughter of Jeremias of Lobna. And he did evil before the Lord according to all that his fathers had done. And Pharaoh Necho bound him at Riblah, which is in the land of Amath, that he should not reign in Jerusalem. And he set a fine upon the land of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josias, king in the room of Josias his father, and turned his name to Joachim. And he took Joachaz away, and carried him into Egypt, and he died there. And Joachim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, after he had taxed the land for every man, to contribute according to the commandment of Pharaoh. And he exacted both the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of every man according to his ability, to give to Pharaoh Necho. Joachim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Zebaida, the daughter of Phidiah of Rumah, and he did evil before the Lord according to all that his fathers had done. End of side 2.